T-minus 30 seconds. T-minus 20 seconds.
The following program is rated TVMA for language. We want everyone to be able to enjoy the program, but sometimes things happen, and we may say things that may be offensive to some or non-conducive to others. So in other words, shit happens. Oops.
Niggas, coming.
Tomatoes, lamb, ribs, pork, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbit.
You name it.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, pork, dog, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, pork, dog, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbit.
You name it.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes. Beans, greens, potatoes, greens, potatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken, turkey, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys.
You name it! You name it! You name it! You name it!
I'm gonna tell you right now, this episode getting pulled. That shit gonna be
really? Out the game?
I mean, Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to episode 161 of Blurreds in the Hood. I'm your resident supervillain, Mr. Jay Washington.
I'm the swaggy blur Wednesday Marshall. Happy Thanksgiving, motherfuckers.
We said we were going to do the show. We just knew we had to do it early. So we hope that you are with your friends, your loved ones. If your loved one is your hand, if you're with them. If you with your nana and all of a sudden you like, Nana's like, what you watching, baby? I want your nana to be tuned into us. And if your nana is an old white lady named Gertrude, I want her to hear this several times.
Nigga.
I thought you would want grandma to hear this.
And now, an ode to Karen's.
Like, see, yeah. Oh, I want her to hear that definitely. I won't, especially if you got a Karen auntie. Make sure she tuned in for that part. I really want your racist ass Uncle Keith to hear this one.
Niggas coming.
So he'd be like, "Where's the niggas?" and start freaking.
So before we start, Jay, do you want to admit to everybody that you went ahead and did that Thanksgiving walk with your cousins early?
Oh, huh?
Let alone if y'all want to see what Jay's like at full, like he wasn't last night, but he got the more he sang, the song he sang at karaoke. If you want to see what Jay's like when you remember that story he used to tell us about him in the mattress, if you want to see what Jay's like that, go on my story and look at the video from karaoke last night.
Mr. Winston A. Marshall.
My nigga.
Nigga.
A nigga moment.
Man.
Nigga.
My nigga.
What you been doing?
I mean, I kind of alluded to it a little bit. If you don't follow us on social media, first of all, what are you doing with your life? But specifically, myself and Jay, we went to go hang out last night. First of all, that wind was crazy. This nigga was like, it's just like the Windy City, nigga. It's the same. Like, I like this shit. And I'm like, nigga. I was on the freeway and I literally was going straight. The wind was so hard, my car said skrrt just from like a fucking thing blowing by. There were palm tree, like palm, what do they call palm fronds?
Yeah.
Flying into the road, got stuck in my axle for like a good quarter of a mile. Like, shit was not okay.
But ain't no way. Ain't no fucking way.
Like, the people were swerving on the freeway to dodge this shit, bro. And so I got to Jay. We went out. We were trying to go to this bar out in the valley called The Other Door. but they were closed. So instead, we went to this other bar also in the Valley called The Good Night, which is a karaoke bar. Mm-hmm. And when I tell you, we went up there, we just did the damn thing. Mm-hmm. Like, you could see, Jay videoed me, I did Roses. I videoed him, he did Because I Got High, which was hilarious because he started off, he couldn't help his showman ass. Because he was like, he literally started off, I was gonna clean my room, and then I got high. And then by the time he got to there, he's like, I can eat your pussy too, but then I got high.
You're like supposed to be getting higher. And I was like, that room is all fucked up. And I know why. Hey.
And so we also did two songs, but we didn't think to have anybody film us. I mean, we didn't really know. Jay knew a few people over there because I guess there was an open mic there before. No,
yeah.
We didn't know. We had nobody that we trusted. Just be like, here, hold my phone and videotape us doing the thing. So we did a couple things. Y'all would have loved this one. We did this.
Everybody! Now that'll get the episode pulled.
Yeah, I mean, that shit was fun as hell. And then we did, Jay and I were joking about it this morning doing the pre-production. We were like, we might never need to make, we gotta make sure that Boys to Men never sees our rendition of End of the Road. That they would be like, don't you ever even listen to the song again, nigga. We were so mad. Don't you
niggas ever do anything ever in life. We say, first of all, I didn't know, like, I picked Shots for us to sing. He picked End of the Road. And so I literally grabbed the microphone. I said, nigga, you trying to tell me something?
No, like, no, it was because I was like, I knew we were leaving soon. So I was like, we gotta like leave them wanting more and shit. And I think we left them wanting less. That was the problem, unfortunately.
We just violated the shit.
I feel bad because originally my pick was Can You Stand the Rain, but I was concerned that if we did that, because we would have killed that shit. Is he talking about no pressure?
I would have rather done that shit.
I was just concerned that they were going to be like, no, you got to stay. And I was like, nigga, we got to go home. So, you know, it was cool, man. It was fun hanging out. We don't get a chance to do it a lot just because our schedules are so opposite. And now, when we first met, at least we were both in the Valley, so it was still a drive for me to get to him, but it wasn't horrible. Now being in Hollywood, if certain shits is popping off, it could take upwards of an hour to get to this nigga, so it throws things off. But like, fortunately, I knew that we both kind of didn't have anything, so I hit him up and I was like, you want to kick it? And it was a good time, so I have to do that more often. But for now, enough about me, Mr. Jay Washington.
My nigga.
Niggas.
Niggas.
Nigga.
A nigga moment.
Man.
Niggas.
My nigga.
What you been doing?
Out here being slandered in the streets by one Swaggy Blur last night. Heavily slandered.
I don't know if it was slander, bro. I don't know if I would call it slander.
Slander. I said this nigga said something. I had to post on Twitter. Let me get it. I literally posted some shit.
It's because I was in the middle of tweeting and he's like, I gotta get ahead of this shit. And I was like, are you for real? The only thing funnier is you got called out by it was either one of your homegirls or one of the fans that was like, she said something and you were like, you better stop before I end up taking this back and not sliding your DMs. And she was like, you ain't done it yet, nigga. So I don't know. And I was like, this right here. You out here acting like this is something you were actively doing and you not.
I just was.
You can't speak.
Because I was on bullshit. I was on bullshit. Like, for real bullshit. Like, I was like, I'm not sliding nowhere. So we hung out.
There it is. It was me. I called Jay out. It was me. She was the one that was like,
I choose violence.
So we don't have the capacity.
I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus.
Jesus, that's where your mind was.
So here's why Winston is saying I took the let's take the after dinner walk early. So we were trying to get into the program that helps us run the show. Neither one of us could get in. I was in uploading files. Here was the problem. The thing kept saying, yo, you got to stop letting whatever else is use your camera. Use your camera. We can't use your camera. I was like, hey, shit, using my fucking camera. I was so mad for about 15 and a half goddamn minutes. I was like, hey, shit, using my fucking camera. And so we were here. But nonetheless, we are here. We are going to have fun. And by the way, yes, Jay would have been doing the Johnny Gill. I'd have been doing all that. Also, I like to say, since this is Thanksgiving, I felt this was the appropriate shirt. 100% eat ass. If you got to have anything on your table today, it should be ass. Ass is a good appetizer, main course meal, dessert, late night snack. Eat a good ass. Make sure the ass is clean. Don't eat, save a lot of ass.
This nigga said, eat a good ass.
I mean, that's
fine. I'm just laughing at the fact that you were just like, eat a good ass.
You gotta eat a good, you can't eat a bad ass. Like, you can't eat an ass.
It'll be good for you.
You can't eat an ass. We lost like 3-4 viewers. They like, this nigga talking ass eating. My nana's watching. Like,
they probably sitting there with their nana and you out here talking about eat ass. Like,
you know what? I don't need this abuse from you. You know, I don't.
Is it abuse or are you just being called out for being reckless yet again?
Streamlabs.com/blurs/temp. We know you guys with your family. You don't have to. Again, it's just habit for me saying it. Again, you want to do what you do. I just want to say for the record, just in case, I'm already ready. So I ain't got to hear his mouth. Like, why you ain't got to have, got to always get up, shit like that. All right, what the fuck is the first?
I'm not ready, so I'm just going to.
You're just going to go ahead and.
Cause I did a shot earlier today, so I killed it.
Oh, you already did shots. You just out here doing the shit early, huh? Just out here, just going. Okay, that's what we're on, Winston. That's what we're on.
I mean, well, it's because I have there's a group of friends of mine that every Friday we take shots.
Nigga, today is Thursday.
I'm aware. So we took a shot yesterday because of our first story, which perfect transition here. For those of you that did not hear, maybe you were under a rock somewhere or whatever. The three men that murdered Ahmaud Arbery were all found guilty. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. All three of these men ended up being convicted of, why don't you go ahead and bring up the charges there for us?
So here's the thing with the charges. So they all were charged with the same amount of counts, different things. Only one, the man who pulled the trigger, Travis McMichael, was found guilty of malice murder, right. 4 counts of felony murder, 2 counts of aggravated assault, excuse me. 1 count of false imprisonment, and 1 count of criminal attempt to commit felony. His father, Gregory Michael McMichael, was found not guilty of malice murder, however found guilty of all the other charges. Mm-hmm. William Bryan, who was also with him, was found not guilty of malice murder and 1 count of felony murder, but the other 3 counts, and as the rest of everything else goes. Here's something I saw that I want to show y'all that just looks so beautiful. Enjoy.
May the jury find the defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty. Oh. Count 2, felony murder. We the jury find the defendant, Greg McMichael, guilty. Count 3, felony murder. We the jury find the defendant, William R. Bryan, guilty.
Mwah. Dude, that first one, that there's definitely a nigga in the back where they're like, we find Travis McMichael guilty. Woo-hoo! somebody hit the straight Homer Simpson in the back, talking about woohoo! Like, and I gotta say, it's not that I wasn't watching concerned about the Rittenhouse trial, but I gave less, if I'm gonna be honest, I gave less shits about that one as I did this one for a couple of reasons. The first, if we're being really honest with ourselves, the folks that are like, I can't believe they let him go. I don't think you truly understand, and we talked about this before, this criminal justice system is not set up to persecute black people. And is damn sure set up to let straight white men, specifically young straight white men, because we talked about this. It's Rittenhouse. Look at, I don't even remember the fuckface's name that ended up raping the girl behind the dumpster and got 3 months in prison.
Brock Turner.
Well, another little fuck ended up raping like 5 or 6 girls at his parents' house. And they were like, well, he's guilty. Like, he pleaded out guilty. But they were like, I don't think prison's good for this young man. So we're just going to put him on probation for 3 years and make him register as a sex offender. Fuck you. So we know how this system is built. Mm-hmm. So for me, the high stakes game, the game that you're like, I'm here to watch this game, or game is the wrong term here, but you get what I'm saying if you were taking it to sports. The thing that I'm here to see is what happens with Ahmaud Arbery, because remember, the only reason we are here is because the video of them hunting him down and murdering him went viral. If that shit didn't come out, the police and the prosecution were not going to file charges.
Because the DA is actually connected with Travis McMichael, the one who pulled the trigger. I believe he or the father, one of the two of them worked together. And so there is
I don't think there's enough here to charge them, blah, blah, blah. So the video goes out. The grand jury is like, oh, nigga, you need to fucking charge them. And then we're lucky that this is where we ended up. Because look at how many times they tried to also Rittenhouse this shit. They tried to have the situation like, well, they cut all the black jurors but one. They found a way to do it and tried to go, well, it had nothing to do with race. But it was very clear a lot of that was tied into it. You had the defense attorney talking about, we don't need no more black preachers up in here trying to get out.
This bitch.
You had that. You had so many different ways that they
attacked. Ahmaud Arbery's toenails and fingernails were dirty. What
that
the?
That stupid ass bullshit. All of that shit. And then on top of that, it was so funny. Even after the verdict came out, they were still like, which is normally what happens in court. We'd like to poll the jury just to see if like there was some going on there. They're like, no. They were like, did you believe this before you deliberated? Yes. And did you find the same way when it came out? Yes. And all the jurors were like, nah, these motherfuckers was guilty. Like, it's not like this is the one time I wish we had the
more do you want from me?
I wish we had the Uncle Ruckus niggas like, guilty. Damn niggas is guilty. Hang that nigga right now. I got the rope right here. Like, I feel like that applies for all three of these motherfuckers right now, bro.
I was, you said it best. I even tweeted about it. I said, well, we're all happy that the verdict came down to what it was. Let's not forget, if an attorney that worked with the district attorney who decided not to prosecute, if that attorney doesn't leak the video, these niggas walk. It was 72 days after they had killed him, but they had been free on the streets. 72 days. So, I mean, yes, there is a level of justice, but at the same time, Ahmaud Arbery should still be alive.
Well, I mean, this is one of those situations where it's like, if this is the hand you're dealt, if this is what we're looking at, this is the best possible outcome we can think. I mean, I still want to wait for sentencing. I know all of these charges, at least with malice murder, the minimum is life.
Yeah.
So Travis is done.
But Travis's father is, they say more than likely, because of all of their ages, they are all going to spend the rest of their life in prison, no matter what.
Of course. Of course.
So you know, no matter what. Yeah. And on top of that, the U.S. Department of Justice is also pursuing federal hate crime charges now. So they're getting levied with hate crime charges on top of what they've already gotten. So life in prison on top of life in prison, if not more.
Hey, man, that's all I'm saying. It would be much better, obviously, if Ahmaud Arbery was here today and this was not what we had to do with. But at the very least, and we said this about George Floyd, in the very least, if this is where we have to be, the fact that this is the outcome means something. You know what?
Real quick, Cyrus Uchimaru says, why do we not have Uncle Ruckus memes? Here's why. Because I would play them bitches non-stop.
And every episode would instantly be pulled. every episode would instantly be pulled.
You know how many times I would play, don't trust them, dude, nigga. every 7.5 seconds, goddammit. I probably would. But again, streetlabs.com/blurtothehood/tip. We're going to keep this show kind of loose. Let's move on to our next story. Now, while he is currently doing promotional tour for not only his potential Oscar award winning role as Richard Williams in the film of King Richard, Will Smith's book, his autobiography, Will, has dropped, which is now a New York Times number one bestseller. Well, here's a small thing about that. There are excerpts from the book, as always, that will come out. One of the excerpts is like, found out that Will was a sexual hyena. He was deviant.
A sexual hyena, sir?
It's a sexual hyena.
Sexual hyena, sir?
It's sexual hyena, nigga.
Wow. A sexual hyena. That's new. That is new. I'll be real with you. That is new.
So Will Smith said that he got cheated on by his first series girlfriend, and because of that, he ended up having so much sex that he was orgasmed, that orgasm basically repulsed him. He described having rampant sexual intercourse. This is here. So you're wondering where the phrase came from. This is a quote from Smith in the book. Quote, up until this point in my life, I had only had sex with one woman other than Melanie. But over the next 4 months, I went full ghetto hyena.
He called himself a ghetto hyena.
It led to a psychosomatic reaction to having an orgasm. He said, quote, I had sex with so many women and it was so constitutionally disagreeable to the core of my being that I developed a psychosomatic reaction to having an orgasm. He went on to say further, it would literally make me gag and sometimes even vomit. Now, this all, go ahead, I want to bring up this real quick. It said, goes on further to say, this all happened before Will found his love with Jada. No matter what we see in the news, they are in love. In the book, he claims he was going to satisfy sexually or he was going to die trying. This is the best part. The duo apparently spent 4 months, just having sex and drinking water.
What the fuck? Oh shit!
Drinking no Gatorade.
Explain that to me. Wait. You're saying he didn't leave Will the room said. For 4 months. All right, but just, I can't. That's not possible. You need sustenance.
Like,
you
have to,
ain't no way. Ain't no fucking way.
But who is he specific with Jada? You're saying with Jada?
Yeah, you're right. With Jada, they was fucking drink water. These niggas is. Like, they finally fucked drink water and Postmate it. Nigga, listen. Postmates, Uber Eats, you got a butler at the door. You got your own real-life Jeffrey, so you ain't got to leave. People like, you know, most people in real world have to go to work. But you're Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith. You don't just have to go to work. You can maybe, just fuck and okay, drink water.
No, I figured it out. I understand what he's saying. He's not, dude, it's not physically possible to just be in a room having sex and drinking water. So what I think he's saying is that anytime he was with Jada, they didn't do anything but fuck.
Maybe it is impossible for you. That's the thing.
Do nothing but have sex and drink water for 4 months straight. Not eat, not sleep. Just that's all you do, Jay. Cool. Do that shit. You do that shit, I will pay you $1 million. I don't know.
Congratulations. Oh my God.
Find a willing partner and you prove without a shadow of a doubt that the only thing you do, you don't sleep, you don't eat, you don't go to work, that the only thing you do for 4 months is fuck and drink water, Jay, and I will pay you $1 million.
Nigga, get electrolyte powder, nigga, you good? Let me tell you something.
Water, nigga, you didn't say it says sex and water. You said, I could do that. Nigga, then do it. Prove it to me. Physically prove it to me that you can pay your bills. Prove it to me.
The duo apparently spent 4 months just having sex, drinking water, nigga. Look, sometimes.
Exactly. You could go a week, bro. You can go like 3 days without water. You can go about a solid week at most because you'll start getting emaciated. That's the problem. You're talking about if you're just sitting around, how long you can survive without food. If you fucking... That's gonna be some lazy fucking, bro. That's all the nutrients you need, Jay. Sit your
nigga.
Bro, just
that's why they call it eating pussy. Anyway, streamlabs.com/
Shut your stupid ass. Say that, folks. Put your dumb ass, say it.
Does food play count as sustenance? Kristen wants to know.
I mean,
did you just hit the hey CT? Jesus Christ.
All right, let's go.
Streamlabs.com/birdsinthehood/jib if you'd like to donate to the show. Let's go on to our next story.
So some directors seem to be all in their ass. And when I say that, they get in their feelings when you ask them questions about the movies and things like that. Well, Ridley Scott is one of them. Ridley Scott blames millennials for The Last Duel's box office performance. He goes and says, quote, what it boils down to are that the audiences who were brought up on cell phones, the millennium, who don't ever want to be taught anything unless you're told it on a cell phone. He talked about the box office for The Last Duel starring Matt Damon and Adam Driver, which did extremely low. Now, Here's one thing I don't think Mr. Ridley Scott would like to include. Winston, take it away.
Nigga, nobody wants to watch a 3-hour allegory about rape and women not being believed. Did you see the whole Me Too movement and how women have openly been real about what do women need to be taught about this, sir? On top of the fact, most people that saw this trailer were like, everyone I knew was like, that don't look very good. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody was trying to watch this thing, man. So, like, don't blame your choice of subject and in a setting that people don't necessarily want to watch on cell phones and people, because, like, God, there's a bunch of movies that have actually made some fucking money that actually do have a message going. So what the fuck is you talking about, sir?
To sit there and say that a movie that I've seen various female critics consistently say, yo, they might want to let you know that this is about not just not believing my wife, about a, for lack of better words, rape. Because, you know, when you say the word, YouTube.
Oh, YouTube. Yeah, we got to be careful about, so my bad. We have to be careful because of YouTube about saying specific words because they will straight up suppress the video. So I'm going to try not to say it again, but you will imply certain shit. That's the one thing I don't understand. Especially we're talking news and shit. I don't know why they would suppress that, but it's just how the
algorithm sexual works. Assault. And
even
so,
that, you got to be careful about that too. I would say a movie about the R word. There you go. That's I hate that. I fucking hate that we have to do that when we talk about serious shit.
Yeah, yeah. And so, but for Ridley Scott to say that this is the reason, like, just because it's millennials is the reason you don't. But this is the problem. Directors nowadays want to blame their movies failing on either that or superhero films. And again, the purpose of film and cinema is, as everybody always says, it's art, right? Art always grabs whatever you're into directly. So if you resonate with noir films, you're going to watch a noir film. If you resonate with this foreign cinema, you're going to watch that. If you resonate with superhero movies, you're going to watch that, et cetera, et cetera. If you don't want to watch Medieval Times with Kylo Ren and regular Matt Damon, not fat Matt Damon, you're not going to watch it. You're just not going to watch it.
You're really not. And I mean, like, because for example, just looking at stuff right now, which is why this is so stupid, the number of people that are hardcore excited as fuck about House of Gucci, which has nothing to do with superheroes, which has nothing, like, and they're already projecting that it's going to do fucking gangbusters. Maybe people didn't want to see your goddamn film.
Directed both.
He directed House of Gucci as well?
Yes, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, Let me make sure I'm right about that.
You might be right. He also directed House of Gucci. So, like, that's the other thing that's kind of stupid. Maybe nobody wanted to see that on top. Now, so this is the other thing. Michelle Lathan says, Dan Merle actually says the data holds up. Millennials didn't show up. That's fine. But if you are not presenting a movie that millennials want to sit down to, again, the number of millennials that have way more expertise in this because they have been so open about this bullshit and what the fuck's been going on. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, who are you teaching, bro? Like, that's my big question.
I don't get it. Again, their question, like, look, if your movie just doesn't do well, it just doesn't do well. That's it. Now, you have to look at, was the movie a poorly constructed movie? Was the editing bad? Was the acting terrible? All those things. Millennials don't have to show up to every movie. They just don't.
Yeah.
They just don't.
Yeah.
Millennials don't have to show up to anything but what millennials want to show up to. Just like Gen X, Gen Z, baby boomers, et cetera, et cetera. No one has to go to every single film just because you put it out. And then don't use that because I will always stand up for superhero films because now those are the easy target for people to go, well, oh, well, look, I superhero just bang, bang, excitement, explosions, a whole bunch of colors, costumes. Who want to sit through that? People who make this fucking movie make $1 billion damn near every time want to sit through it. So you cannot say that there are not people. People go see what they want to see. Look, niggas want to see some shit that make them go, wow, do you understand the fucking world we live in? I want to see something make me go, wow. Streamlabs.com, we need donations. Thank you.
Well, like part of it, and again, this was amidst the pandemic, right? But for example, for being in the middle of like the heat of it, Promising Young Woman, which is another story about rape and essentially the revenge coming out of like trying to hold the people accountable that were a part of this, actually did pretty decent considering there was no fucking box office to be had during 2020. You know what I'm saying? And they still were able to go worldwide with 17 mil when people weren't making anything. So
my
like
only problem with that is, again, because Promising Young Women came out, everybody was like, oh my God. And then I Will Destroy You, which is basically the same thing, but from a black woman's perspective. And everybody was like, well, I don't know about that.
That was a show, not a movie.
Yeah, we know. I know.
And so that's I get what you're saying, but those are slightly different conversations. My point is, I was trying to give up an example just specifically about this. There are ways that it can be presented or delivered, and including the fact that that was done by women talking about this and not a man trying to talk about this shit. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot kind of going on here. So I don't know. That's just some old bullshit on if I just calling it like I see it, man.
I don't know. All right. So here we go. This one came across us yesterday while we were out. We were sitting there singing songs badly, and we watched some people sing. LeBron James in the game during last night's game in the midst of overtime against the Indiana Pacers had an incident with some fans, and I want you to check Young Incident out.
Call it what you want. What is LeBron looking for? Oh, we got a fan that's got a little unruly, and LeBron is pointing it out to the officials. And what they're going to do is they're going to put them out. I don't know. Well, clearly, I wouldn't know what they said. They're on the other side of the court, but they're putting them out.
Well, so those fans got kicked out. And of course, what trended on Twitter is the phrase "La snitch." They said LeBron snitched, and why would he get fans kicked out? LeBron's being a baby, et cetera, et cetera. There were tears, all this. Well, one user found on YouTube actually commented and said, "I was there. It was more than those two, but they were the loudest." The girl said, quote, "I hope Bronny dies in a car wreck." And the guy kept chirping, "Chirp." I guess that's a poodle. Like a chicken sound. Oh, cluck, cluck, like a chicken sound. And then said, "Bronny's a bitchy bitch." And it was very weird. And they were asked by staff to cool it once or twice. But hey, so just so you know, here's a pic of how they looked being thrown out. That was old girl making a funny face and dude laughing. They knew they fucked up.
We kind of did the Karens early today.
Well, that wasn't even the care. I mean, it feels
I know. I know.
I mean,
if you're making faces like that, the funny thing is to me is that LeBron then put a dagger in the eye, hit it, said, "Bye, bitch," and then fucking drained the three to put the game away in OT. I don't love the fact that people started trying to be like, "Oh, the snitch," because here's the problem. We have gone over this for the few years now that we've been doing Blurs in the Hood. People on those floor seats think they're entitled, that they can say whatever the fuck they want, throw whatever they want, do shit to these players. And because they're playing for the NBA and they're unfortunately treating these players like animals at the zoo, that they think they can do whatever the fuck they want, that they're entitled to do so. If there were not policies in place that they cannot run up on fans like the Malice in the Palace, bro, do you think if you said shit like that to Russell Westbrook or Ron Artest or LeBron James, that they wouldn't square up and knock your bitch ass out? So if you're going to sit up here and say, "I hope Bronny dies in a car accident," and calling sorts of people, call a nigga in the street, white person, and see if they just going to let it slide. They literally cannot, because their whole career would be over. So I am all here for La Snitch, because if I can't do something about it, you bet your ass I'm going to let security do something about it. Get the fuck up out of here.
You shouldn't have been talking shit.
Thank you.
It also goes to this statement of stop saying that a person shouldn't be in a form of entertainment. or whatever, if they can't handle criticism, they can't handle critique, they can't handle booze. I've said this before numerous times on the show, and I will continually say it. No matter what that man does for a profession, that man is still a man. He is still a human being. And he is a father. He is a father. You say anything about my child, you lucky I don't slap fire out your ass. Again, my career's on the line, so I can't touch your soul while you in them chairs. But what I can do is go to the referee pointing and being like,
this bitch,
and have you removed.
1,000%, man. 1,000%. And just have them taken the fuck out. That's totally fine. So y'all can boo all you want, man, but like, that's the whole thing. And the funny thing is, before that, like, I mean, that comment comes up, people, like, all the people, because I saw black people calling him a snitch too, and I was like, see, the problem is, and someone tweeted this, you're like, the minute we get the full report about how somebody was calling LeBron the N-word, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, oh, well, then, yeah.
No, yep.
Good for you, bro. Like, yeah, yeah, no, good call. Like, what? Like, I understand LeBron
has... Wait, let's do it again. You be the fan first.
Okay, which fan?
Be the Stitch.
Oh. Hey, these two right here, they call me nigga. Get them out of here.
No, be the fan calling LeBron La Snitch.
Oh, hey, La Snitch, you out here, La Snitch, and just ratting on people?
Sir, they actually called him a nigger with a hard R and said they wish his son would die in a car crash.
She, you can't speak.
Oh shit.
Apologize to the hoe.
I am so sorry,
LeBron. I can't believe that they called you a hard sir. That is unacceptable. I apologize with all my heart for the disrespect that you received.
Stop it. Get some help.
Oh my God, man. So yeah, I get that LeBron has a history of flopping and trying to get in, like, you know, whatever, but like that's why it's there. It's like I was gonna say at the top of the show, if your Thanksgiving dinner don't come in these trays, I am worried that your food is suspect. You know what I'm saying?
I got invited to a couple things and I'm not sure they all gonna have aluminum because they eco-friendly people. So like
there are a few things that we got to say fuck it, Ozone, and for me it's Thanksgiving in these trays. If your food don't come in these trays, I am concerned about what your food gonna taste like.
Oh yeah. Oh, no.
Wait, play that again. Look at Pete Davidson's face after he gets slapped.
Oh yeah.
Oh, no. I never noticed that shit.
Oh yeah.
The fear in a nigga's eyes. The fear in his soul. I didn't realize that was Timothy Chalamet with him.
Yo, yeah, it is. Oh, yeah, it was his episode. But wait a minute, nigga. You think Kim be slapping him like that when they be fucking now?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
I mean, you saw the hickey that she left on his neck, right? That shit bigger than all his tattoos put together.
Oh, my Lord Jesus!
Treelabs.com/birds-of-the-hood/tip. I don't know about this next story, so you're going to have to explain this, man. What happened with the Broadway coon?
Okay, so, let me go ahead and go to that one. Jesus Christ, Coonastar. So... James Beeks, who is a Broadway actor in Jesus Christ Superstar, right? Well, this stupid motherfucker has been arrested because he was a part of the Capitol siege on January 6th. Now, Beeks, who performs under the stage name of James T. Justice, is charged by the U.S. Attorney's Office of District of Columbia with obstruction of Congress, which is a felony, as well as a misdemeanor charge of unlawfully entering a restricted building or grounds. And he initially made his appearance in the Eastern District of Wisconsin after being arrested Tuesday. He was released pending further court proceedings. Now, the play has been suspended indefinitely.
No.
The tour
suspended him. It doesn't say the tour suspended. Yeah. It has suspended Beeks.
Yeah, for him.
So I'm sure the understudy was like, yo, wait, did we already talk about the tweet that went out when someone was like, yo, somebody's Thanksgiving table is gonna have somebody being like, "Yeah, I was at the Capitol riot, you know, fuck Brandon and or good Brandon, whatever."
Oh, and somebody's kids gonna put him on TikTok. This isn't
that. He's gonna fucking snitch, and somebody gonna get arrested for January 6th, bro. This shit has happened early. This shit has happened early because that understudy is over here being like, "Hold on, some person who was the understudy of this nigga's out here like,
yes sir, this nigga."
Damn, nigga.
He is so excited about his opportunity.
Keep talking, nigga.
Keep talking that shit, bro.
Tell him all that shit you did. Tell him how you climbed the walls, nigga. Tell him how you had the flag.
Bro, the minute he heard him talk about, yeah, I did it, he was out here like...
Cash Money Records taking over for the 99 in the 2000s.
He was so hype, bro. He started counting his fucking stacks. He was so fucking... The minute the nigga said, I was there. I was at the Capitol. The understudy was like,
gotcha, bitch.
And immediately told the fucking defender what the fuck was going on, bro. He was
Say that nigga James Beeks was in front of the court like, how can we do that?
The understudy saw him and said... Man, I guarantee you, that motherfucking understudy was like,
and nigga started snitching, telling people what he was doing. The understudy was like,
look at this graph.
And then right after he got snitching on himself, bro, he looked at what's his fucking name? Justice? James T. Justice, and said, bruh.
You gone be great with your lavender. Go.
And this is what you get on Thanksgiving, huh?
Oh, man. All right, let's keep it moving. You just didn't talk about this.
We didn't talk about it fully. I got to put the assets back in if you want me to put them back in, or we can go ahead.
Skip it and just go to the Streamlabs in the Karen, man.
All right, so we only had one Streamlab came in from Phil P., and it says, huge love from London Town. Thank you for the love from across the pond. Said, giving thanks to Jay and Winston and all the neighborhood with a U. Said, first show invested caught live in a minute. Have a great day and love you all for your new line stepping MFs. That'd be Winston.
Yeah. Y'all were stepping on. Well, both of us, bro. Come on now. Don't act like this isn't a collective effort here to line step. So, you know.
He said, I just noticed they dance like white people in that clip.
That's the best part. That's why we always play it, man, with someone cooning, because they're always cooning for you. Just
shouts out to ZB says, somebody getting their mean bingo card filled today.
Oh, shit.
All right. Spider Hawk looks in my car. All right, that was the only Streamlab we got in. Let's just go ahead and get ready to wrap it out of here pretty soon, because, again, it's the holidays. People got things to do. Well, it's probably going to stay empty at this rate, just so you know. Your Meow Free Space is empty, so it's probably going to stay this empty, you know, on this Thanksgiving. We like to give y'all thanks for everything else, so you all may not be getting it today, so it's okay. We understand.
That's the thing. We barely have 94 people watching, so it might be time to load up them burner accounts if you got them and try and throw some extra likes in that bitch, because we just, that's a lot.
We're close.
We're at 82. Y'all can do it.
You can do it. You can really do it. You can. We believe in you. Let's see what we have. Let's see what you can do. Let's see. Two people can do it.
Why are you talking like this?
I don't know. We're at 87. You got 87. You people can do it. Somebody gave us a thumbs down already. Your mama who gave us a thumbs down. But anyway, while we wait on that.
Your mama gave us thumbs down?
Not your mama. Like whoever. I said your mama to whoever.
Oh, fuck. I'm in with 94. Somebody put in their burner accounts, niggas.
Yeah.
See, I knew it was some disrespectful nigga. Connor Pierce Awards says the last burner account I had, I shook y'all as Kwame Brown, LMAO. I knew it was someone disrespectful. That checks out.
All right. So in this tradition of Thanksgiving and blurts in the hood, if your auntie, your grandmother, your uncle, cousin, any racist piece of shit you may have in your family is around and you really don't want to talk to them, I would encourage you, bring them to the phone, to the TV, to the computer screen right now, because this is their moment to shine.
And now, an ode to Karens, brought to you by Blurreds in the Hood. Now, before we go into this dedication, you must be asking yourself, well, what is a Karen and what does it mean? Well, Karen is a mocking slang term for an entitled, obnoxious, middle-aged white woman, especially as featured in memes. Karen is generally stereotyped as having a blonde bob haircut, asking to speak to retail and restaurant managers to voice complaints or make demands, and being a nagging, often divorced mother from Generation X. Karens most notably have been known now to call the police on black people when they're just doing this thing called living. You know, something that God allowed them to do. This includes Barbecue Becky, Permit Patty, Sleepin' Sarah, and a host of others. And typically, Karens feel that because they are white women, they are entitled to do whatever they want and make life choices based on their insecurities as well as fears. Well, here are a few moments of wild Karens caught in their natural habitat.
That's what I'm saying now, bitch. Oh, you weren't paying attention.
No, I wasn't. You fixed them both.
God damn it. I do this stuff.
Well, because I just got a fucking notification that the Raiders scored, bitch. All right? I'm concerned. Can I focus on two things at once?
Take this first, Karen.
Are you recording? Are you recording me? Do you have permission to record me? Do you have permission to record me? Do you have permission to record me?
Well, you don't have permission to smack people.
I don't care. She don't have permission to record me. That's okay. I already have a lawsuit. I have another lawsuit.
Play that shit again. That was incredible.
Are you recording me? Do you have permission to record me? Do you have permission to record me?
Well, you don't have permission to smack people.
I don't care. She don't have permission to record me. That's okay. I already have a lawsuit. I have another lawsuit.
Bro, it almost feels set up because that, without literally, as soon as it hits the ground, you don't have permission to record me. Yeah, well, you also don't have permission to destroy people's property. Goodbye. Like, bro, oh my God, that was incredible.
I think you will appreciate more than anyone else. Because it's the holidays, I want to be giving. I'm going to give you a second, Karen.
Okay.
Give it back. Why? I'm taking your card.
What? No, you can't take my card. This is my card. You can't take my card. What are you doing, dude?
It's mine. Oh, my God.
And we're fighting over the last turkey. And Karen was like, bitch,
This is why ButcherBox needs to sponsor us. I've been telling folks left and right. I've been trying to give out my referral code for me personally, dude. ButcherBox was straight up giving away fucking Thanksgiving turkeys for new members and shit, nigga. If you signed up, they gave you a whole motherfucking turkey. Hey, they were just super real about that shit. Like, why are we out here shopping for turkeys yesterday?
Give it back. Why? I'm taking your card.
What? No, you can't take my card. This is my card. You can't take my card. What are you doing, dude?
It's mine. Oh, my God.
That Karen strength is strong. Because, like, she pushed it again. By the way, I want to say rest in peace to my plants. I had plants and...
The wind blew them off. Mr. The wind is great.
Nigga. I went outside. I was like, I'm missing. My plants are gone. So, you know, it is what it is. Drop the referral code, Winston.
All right, hold on. Give me a second.
Again,
it's bomb. You guys would really appreciate it.
Thank you to the two Streamlabs we got in from Kirstie and Alberto Rios. We appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. Yeah, so you got those in. You got that. Don't take my butterball, bitch. Yeah, man. Rest in peace to my plants, dog. So we're trying to stall a little time out while he goes and gets the...
No, all good. So here's what you can get now, what they're doing. You're getting free steaks for the year right now.
I wish I could eat steak.
So there's my referral code, y'all. You should be able to just copy and paste and shit. Yeah, but they're giving out literally free steaks for the year plus $30 off. You're getting both. So I would highly recommend, if you haven't already, go ahead and cop that butcherbox.com and use my referral code you see right there, man, because it's fire. You should consider it, Jay. It's like, because you can set it up for every month, every 6 weeks, every 2 months, whatever works best for you, man. They got more than red meat. They've got chicken, they got pork, and it's like the most high quality shit you could possibly get, man.
Okay, yeah. I can't, for those who wonder why I can't eat steak, it's not because I'm in a relationship with a woman who was like, you can't have red meat. That's not it.
Your stomach is in a relationship.
My stomach will not allow me to hold down red meat ever since 2018 when I had my tracheotomy and all that other crazy shit, blah, 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 blah. So with that, we are about to get on up out of here. Mr. Winston A. Marshall, tell the people how they can find you.
Yes, sir. You know where to find me. Wherever Swaggy Blurred or Sold, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff. I'm around. I'm doing the damn thing. Citizens Down, not down. I mean, the app is still running, but like On Air is done for the week due to the holiday. So I'll be back with them on Monday. Today, the Into the Spider-Verse rewatch with Christian and Coy dropped. So you can check that out as well. It's the last one before the No Way Home review and stuff like that. If you haven't seen last Thursday's episode of Blurreds in the Hood, where we did a very long interview with Ezra, one of the writers, you definitely got to check that out as well. And that's pretty much it right now. Jay, what about you?
Yes, the episode is up from last Thursday with Ezra Clayton Daniels. So please check it out. I'll cut the interview out with Ezra himself, and then I'll just put that up as well. So we can have two options. So I'll do that. I'm at Twitter and Instagram, Mr. Jay Washington. Y'all know where to find me. I'll be back here on Tuesday. Tomorrow, if you're in LA, tomorrow night, 9:30 p.m., I'm headlining at the Comedy Chateau in North Hollywood. You can come out for that. Or Saturday, if you're in Long Beach, I will be on the 9:30 show at the Laugh Factory in Long Beach. So I will be at the Laugh Factory on Saturday, the Comedy Chateau, the mall. So yeah, come on out, have some laughs on your boy. It's actually two things that happened. By the time we come back next week, it will officially be my 6-year LA anniversary. Be 6 years I got here. And it is the 1-year anniversary of me taking two edibles and fucking my bed. Yes. You want to watch the blurs after Thanksgiving from last year.
Almost forgot about this down here or wherever you're looking at it. So Blurs After Dark is happening this Sunday. So don't miss it. 9 p.m. Pacific. We'll be here. It's on Twitch only. It's a Twitch exclusive. Twitch.tv/Blurs in the Hood. Now remember, hey, this is not for the kids. Put your babies to bed before you come and watch this shit, because we go all in. And second of all, what happens on Blurs After Dark stays on Blurs After Dark. All it takes is one time. If one person fucks that shit up, if we ever hear any of the stuff that we're talking about in there, Blurs After Dark is officially done. So just understand, if you're coming, this is a close-knit community where we're talking about shit that stays there. But
with that being said, go to the Blurs in the Hood Twitter at Blurs in the letter N, the T-H-E, Hood, you know how I spell Hood. Tell us what you want us to hear talk about on Blurs After Dark. We want to hear your thoughts. We want to open the floor up to y'all for the conversation to have on Blurs After Dark. So do that. Also, we talked last week about whether or not we should continue to talk about political stuff on the show. Y'all overwhelmingly said, yes, please do so. And so we listened to the neighborhood, and we shall do so as we continue to do that also. All right. With that being said, listen, if you are with your loved ones, family, and friends, please celebrate safely and be safe. Happy Thanksgiving. If you're by yourself, you know, it's okay. Somebody who's been alone a lot of times, and trust me, outside of holidays, I'm alone all the fucking time. You can always reach out and call somebody. Somebody would be there on the other end. Sometimes you feel like a burden and you don't want to bother people, but you may have to. So try to enjoy it the best way possible. And if you got to go back to the gym, and thank God Target and Walmart are closed, so none of you idiots have to line up at 5 in the morning. I mean, at 2 in the morning. I'm sorry, at 10 at night.
So, I mean, as soon as dinner, they're doing dinner at 10 in the morning, so you can start waiting in line right away. It's all shut down, so it's good for that. But with that, y'all, we're going to get out of here. Happy Thanksgiving.
What the fuck does that mean? My parents officially know too much about you, Jay. Take us out. Take us out.
Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch.
1 way to end the show since the episode's getting pulled anyway, nigga.
But look at here! Look! Look! I got beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ribs, beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbit.
You name it!
Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, dog. Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys. Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, dog. Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbit.
You name it!
Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, creams, potatoes, creams, beans, 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 creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken, turkeys, beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys.